This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett, PhD. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into something a little different.
Yeah, a bit of a twist on a classic.
Exactly. We're looking at 2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
But not in the traditional Sunday school kind of way.
Right. You've got this fascinating analysis. It's called Understanding 2 Corinthians, a Secular Analysis.
And it really flips the script, challenges those comfy interpretations we might have grown up with.
It definitely shakes things up. Because the thing is, even without the theological lens, 2 Corinthians is a powerful piece of writing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at its core, it's a letter, right? From Paul to the early Christian church in Corinth.
A personal letter, full of emotion, raw, you know, dealing with real issues and conflicts they were facing.
It's like eavesdropping on a really intense conversation.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize Paul, despite being this huge figure in Christianity, was ultimately human.
Totally. He had struggles, doubts, frustrations, and you see all of that come out in this letter.
Speaking of struggles, there's that whole mystery surrounding Paul's thorn in the flesh.
Oh, yeah, the thorn. He mentions it, but never actually says what it is. It's like a riddle for the ages.
And of course, people have come up with all sorts of theories.
Right. Some scholars think it might have been a physical ailment, maybe malaria, which was pretty common back then. There are historical records that suggest he might have suffered from it.
Makes sense. Others think it was more of a metaphorical thorn.
Exactly. Like the constant challenge of trying to bring Jewish and Gentile Christians together, the internal conflict, the pushback, all of that felt like a thorn in his side. Figuratively, of course.
It really adds another layer to his character, you know. Makes him more relatable, I guess.
Definitely. And this idea of Paul grappling with very human issues actually connects to how some of his other views, clash a bit with modern values.
Yeah, you can't ignore that. I mean, some of his ideas, especially about gender roles and authority, feel pretty outdated today.
For sure. Like, in some of his other letters, he talks about women being silent in churches, which, you know, obviously doesn't sit well with our understanding of gender equality nowadays.
It's a bit jarring to read, honestly. But then again, social norms were totally different back then.
Exactly. And that's a point this secular analysis really drives home. We have to remember the context. Paul was writing in a very different world.
It makes you wonder how much those cultural differences influence our understanding of his writings. You know, like how much is truly timeless?
Right. It's a huge question. And recognizing that historical context is key. I mean, we can't judge Paul by today's standards.
But we can analyze how those differences affect our interpretation.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like trying to understand a letter from a completely different world, which, well, it is, I guess.
It is. And speaking of a different world, let's talk about Paul's visions and revelations.
Okay, yeah. Those are pretty wild when you look at them through a secular lens.
Right. I mean, from that perspective, they could be seen as intensely personal, subjective experiences, even psychological phenomena.
Hold on. Isn't that a bit dismissive to just write them off as like just psychological?
I see where you're coming from. And secular analysis doesn't necessarily deny the possibility of genuine spiritual experiences.
Okay, that's good.
It just offers a different way of looking at them, one that's based on observable psychological phenomena. It encourages us to consider all the possibilities.
I get it. It's not about discrediting faith. It's about exploring every explanation.
Exactly. And that's where critical thinking becomes so important.
Right. Which our source material emphasizes. It actually points to Dr. Bo Bennett's work on critical thinking as a really valuable resource for examining these ancient texts.
It's all about asking questions, being skeptical, and not just accepting things at face value.
So, not blind faith, but a more well-informed approach.
A nuanced approach. And honestly, that skepticism, when combined with historical context, can lead to some really insightful interpretations.
So even though 2 Corinthians is a religious text, approaching it with this secular lens doesn't diminish its value.
No, not at all. If anything, it adds layers to our understanding.
It allows us to engage with it on a deeper level.
Exactly.
Awesome. So any final thoughts for our listeners?
Don't be afraid to question. Keep exploring. The Bible, and really any ancient text, can be viewed from so many perspectives, and that's what makes it so fascinating.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, here's something to think about. If Paul were writing today in our modern world, what would his thorn in the flesh be? What issues would he be grappling with? Food for thought.
Definitely something to ponder.
Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep those minds open.